A mix of weather will occur across portions of the Midwest as we move out through the balance of this week and into the weekend. A few strong thunderstorms yesterday morning at this time occurring in east central portions of Illinois ended up faltering and not spreading very far into Indiana, but we did see some additional storms develop in east central parts of the state a little bit later in the day. We're going to see more random to scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring over portions of the Midwest as we move out through this next several day period. No generalized soaking, though, is expected, and there will definitely be pockets that are completely missed, and net drying conditions will prevail. The areas that will see the least amount of rain over the next 7 days will be concentrated on southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, southeastern Missouri, much of Kentucky, and areas down into the U.S. Delta. There will also be a lack of rain in the southern U.S. plains, in case you cared about that area. But the rest of the Midwest will have opportunity for some showers periodically, and those that occur in Indiana, Ohio, parts of Michigan, and northern Illinois will probably be quite erratic and light over the next several days. But a few strong thunderstorms will be possible in a few counties or parts of counties, and we could see some locally heavy rainfall. The majority of the precipitation will likely not be significant enough to counter evaporation, and we will see a net drying biased environment still prevailing across much of the Ohio Basin. Now, there will be some thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt as well. This morning, some showers are occurring from northeastern parts of Kansas into Iowa, and it looks like those storms will continue to advance to the east as time moves along here, but they will likely lose some of their definition, and by afternoon, a lot of that precipitation is expected to completely diminish. There will be a new cool front that will show up in the northwestern Corn Belt, and that will evolve as we get into the weekend. Any showers that occur tomorrow or Friday across the western Corn Belt will be very limited in their significance, and we'll see net drying conditions prevail. But the frontal system that begins to evolve on Saturday will push across the eastern Dakotas, parts of Nebraska, and portions of Minnesota, and we'll see a few of those storms maybe even begin on Friday afternoon or evening. But on Saturday, those storms will become a little better organized. On Sunday and Monday, they won't move very far. We'll see them develop and dissipate and then redevelop again. And we'll see the best potential for rain in the northwestern Corn Belt evolving from Sunday into Monday. During that time period, some areas could see 0.4 inches, an inch and a half of moisture, and something even greater in a few spots. The lower portions of the western Corn Belt, though, won't see nearly as much rain, with quite a few areas seeing less than a half inch during a big part of this period. The frontal boundary will make an attempt to move across the eastern Midwest during the early part of next week, but it really won't cut through the lower and eastern parts of the region until we get to midweek. At that time, we'll see 1/4 to 3/4 inch rains occurring from Illinois into parts of Ohio and Michigan, even down into Kentucky. Some cooling will occur during the middle part of next week behind that frontal system, but we'll have to wait until a reinforcing shot of cool air comes along in the second weekend of the two-week outlook before we see any real significant amounts of cool-off in the heart of the Midwest. The northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest, though, will turn a little bit cooler already in the latter part of next week. There's no risk of frost or freezes anywhere close to the U.S. Midwest anytime soon. We will expect, though, the temperatures to stay very warm over the next few days, 80s and lower 90s becoming more common, and lows at night in the 60s, with perhaps a few lower 70s. Some cooling will occur behind the frontal system in the western Corn Belt early next week, but again, the eastern areas will probably not cool off until later in that same week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.